Is our true nature dualistic, or is that just an illusion? Is the outer world a sympathetically resonant frequency generator that simply reflects like some sort of two-way mirror? Is the shadow that's cast upon you merely a reflection? Points to consider, my friends, because if we don't work this shit out, then we will always just get the same old thing. Herein lies the problem, I believe. The unreconciled inner division will eventually meet you in your life, and it may just be a very unwelcomed visitor. How does one achieve balance in this inverted, chaotic world of utter illusion? I wish I had the quick and easy answer for you, but we are all going to have to figure this shit out for ourselves, because no one is going to do it for you. No one can. This all comes down to an inner, individual decision, a willingness to face oneself beyond the masks and the lies that we tell ourselves, beyond the duality that the ego dwells within. When we realize that we are our own greatest enemy, that the tyrant that needs to be conquered is the one that exists within our own minds, that the opposing forces need to be reconciled within before any positive change can be made manifest in this world, then maybe we have a shot. The split must be healed. The division must be unified into the wholeness that it is, lest we remain the authors of our own annihilation. It's funny when you think about it. Damnation or salvation is always in your own hands. Do you see the dialectic? Haven't you figured out by now that balance is the key? If that inner balance is not achieved, then your life will reflect disharmony in one way or another. Look all around at the world you live in and don't think for a minute that you don't have your share of responsibility in this shit show. Unresolved inner trauma is the movie projector and the outer manifested reality is the screen. The ego dwells in duality and all of this bullshit that we are being forced to bear witness to is so chaotic and uncomfortable now because it is a direct reflection of our own misguided perceptions, our own spiritual toxicity. Our suffering is our own making. So is our salvation, if we could just reach that point of ego surrender. But unfortunately, there are only a very few scattered throughout the corridors of time that would ever have courage enough to go to battle with the tyrant, the true oppressor, the one that lies within. It's you. For I have seen the enemy, and it is me. This split, this illusion of separation that is constantly fed and watered and sold to you like a cheap, repackaged commodity is nothing more than your own unresolved shit. The ego dwells in duality, and it is from that inner split that the things you're afraid to face about yourself meet you in space and time, like a worthy adversary, sword drawn and ready to swing. Do you surrender? I hope not, but most do, and that's the tragedy of the situation. All of these boogeymen are presented to keep us from doing the real healing work, which is inner. Hey, do you want the world to be a harmonious experience so that you, your children, and your grandchildren aren't just another piece of meat on the production line? If you do, and you actually care, then it all comes down to real introspection, the true inner work. The truly fucked up thing is that self-examination to that point where it can manifest the healing you desire, the world that you would prefer to experience, is neglected, spat upon, crucified and murdered, sacrificed at the altar of your own self, or your false self, if you will. The ego dwells in duality. Our true nature is non-dualistic. This world, this carnival, this theater of illusion is all self-generated. If we can change what is being projected onto the movie screen of life, which ultimately is our own selves, then what is perceived and experienced must change. It simply does not work any other way. Our own inner demons that we fail to deal with or don't have the courage to will haunt the temple forever. You want to heal this world? Then dance in the devil's den willingly, because ultimately, it's your own fucking mind. Wasn't the message of Christ and Buddha and so many other teachers that walked amongst us always the same? I think it was that if you don't become a master of your own self, that if you fail to recognize your own inherent connection to all that is, which is you, then you will just repeat the same cycle over and over again, like a karmic feedback loop that goes unrecognized by the ego mind. We forget how magnificent this gift of existence truly is, the spark of creation that is not apart from you and can never be extinguished. That is, unless you sacrifice yourself willingly at the altar of this false reality, all constructed, maintained, and perpetuated by ego illusions. Good luck with that. That unresolved inner conflict, that cornucopia of shit that accounts for the false identity that you think you are, manifests as war in the outer world because the war rages within us. Don't you see, the battle is fought and won or lost with you. Within your own psyche, within your own soul, is where redemption is to be found. This is the only way to healing, and you will never get there by avoiding confrontation with those inner demons that you hide from so craftily. Herein lies the dilemma. Our avoidance to face ourselves, the dark and the light, can only result in disharmony. The schism, the place of duality where the ego dwells, is begging to be reconciled in this age. There's no avoiding it, that is, unless you prefer destruction, but you know what the scary thing is? That most of the lost and oblivious souls that walk amongst us would rather die and take the world down with them rather than face themselves. If you want to know what the hell is wrong with the world, well, there you go. Healing must come from within before it can be experienced externally. It's a fucking no-brainer. It really is very simple, and yet it is very difficult and challenging, oftentimes excruciating, but that doesn't mean that it's unobtainable. As difficult as it is, we must bring the inner imbalance into a state of cohesion so that the outer reality can reflect upon us that which we desire to experience and that which we ultimately create. I'll tell you this, the unconquered ego mucking around in its false kingdom of duality, its perceptual state of psychic enslavement, will always be your downfall. It will be the downfall of the entire human race. The ego dwells in duality, and until that false split becomes one within the self, we will forever suffer. We will never know what it means to be free until we first rescue our own consciousness. And only the individual can do that for themselves if they care enough to. Most do not, and that's so sad and pitiful. You have front row seats in this grandiose carnival to observe what happens as a result of the failure to self-actualize. It won't be pretty to watch, but it will be entertaining. If internalized, it can also be our greatest teacher. Walk in the fires of truth. Walk in peace.